So we're joined by the second place quartet out of heat number 3 in the men's 4x400 meters. Steve Solomon, Craig Burns, Alex Beck and Tristan Thomas booking your automatic qualification with that second place run. Let's go through it in leg order. Steve Solomon, what was the thinking? What was the thinking behind that first leg that you produced?
Yeah, look, I wanted to come out strong and put us in a really good position off that first change. Thought I ran strongly, but hope for something a little bit more tomorrow and hopefully put the boys in an even stronger position coming into the final.
Craig Burns, on that second leg, receiving the baton in the middle of the pack. So how do you approach it from that tack point standpoint? So much traffic receiving the baton, getting it in the middle of the pack. What was your aim on that second leg?
Basically just to keep comfortable, try and keep the spot where I was at and not lose too much, because I was afraid I might lose a bit too much there. But no, I stayed in the mix and then really tried to bring it home in the end. So again, hopefully tomorrow we can run a bit quicker.
Alex Beck, you took it on the third leg again in the middle of the pack. Lots of traffic receiving that baton. What was the mindset? What was the strategy on that third leg? Trying to make up ground, maintain? How did you approach it?
I was just really trying to just make up ground that end bit. Really tried to maintain my position going down the back straight. And with 100 to go, the crowd erupted. And I just gave everything I had, left it all on the track. And got the baton in a good position to Tristan. And he was able to do the rest.
And then Tristan ran that storming final leg around the back straight. You were perhaps a distant third, the Bahamas way out in front, Cuba in front of you as well. How were you able to reel in the runners and secure that second place and automatic qualification for your team?
It was like, it was almost like poetry. I felt like I just hit the right rhythm, stayed my course. I think we had a big focus on not making stupid moves early and just, ooh, I need to get in the front now. So I just bided my time and then have a bit of a hit coming into 200, and down the front straight my legs were feeling fine and they weren't moving away. So I don't know, it's simple really, just keep digging until the final siren rings, and I'm really, really stoked. It all worked out.
Given that they were so far in front of you down the back straight on the crown of the 200 meter bend, how important was patience not to make your move too early and be able to time it as well as you did in that home straight?
It was everything really. I mean, for me, I've always had the issue of not being the quickest guy on the track. So for me, my finish is the weapon. And tonight, I guess being old, I was in the Berlin team when we got bronze. And I guess that experience of running with some really great runners in past has taught me how to, as you said, be patient. And I guess in many ways, we had no expectations. We weren't highly ranked. We just came in here. And as I said to these new boys that have just run their first relay, No one's going to be expecting you to break world records. Just go out and enjoy it and run for your country. And I couldn't be happier right now.
And so seeing as you came in without expectations, now that you've booked your place in the final, what expectations do you carry into that?
I mean, again, I don't think we all ran the perfect race. I think there's areas we can improve. And just like we showed in Berlin, you know, we ran 300.9 and got third. Some of these guys might get tired. They've all run, you know, three rounds each, and carnage can happen to 4x4, so anything can happen. They didn't look that flash, so you know, get yourself in the mix for fifth, just like today, and then all it takes is one miracle and you're there.
Well, listen, congratulations on a fantastic performance, booking your place in that final. All the very best for it.
Thank you very much.